from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's go around the league a little bit, though. All 32 on a Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. So you guys probably saw a couple days ago, the Patriots trade one of their best players, period, on the roster away to the Falcons, Matthew Judon. He's likely to get a brand new deal. One of the better pass rushers in the league. No, the Chiefs did not need to trade for him. Let's just start there. They gave money to Chris Jones. They were not going to give up a third round pick for Judon and then give Judon a top tier contract. That would have made no sense. But I want to talk about the Falcons. Their favorites in the NFC South, they add Judon. Yesterday, they add Justin Simmons.
I can't believe Justin Simmons was still on the street.
Took this long to sign. That defense is going to be way better. Plus, we know they add Kirk Cousins to the picture. I think they have an offensive coordinator who will utilize Bijan Robinson. The Falcons.
Kyle Pitts.
I'm not telling you they're going to the Super Bowl, but the Falcons are winning that division, and they will end up, you tell me if you think I'm way off, they're going to be one of the top three seeds in the NFC, if not a top two seed in the NFC this year.
I think Kirk Cousins has proven in the last 5 years, his teams hang there at the top of the win column pretty consistently. The question mark will be the head coach. Like, is he, because it's more of the we haven't seen them fail end of things than, you know, at least with the Falcons and what we were getting out of Arthur Smith. You and I both thought Arthur Smith stunk, and he did stink.
Because I look at the top seed, so the Niners likely could be the number one seed, the Niners and the Lions, but NFC North, really
tough
division. I think
it's going to be harder than North.
So the Falcons are in a much easier division. I could see the Falcons rack it up 12 wins to be a number two, number three seed in the NFC.
I just don't feel like I know a ton about whether Raheem Morris will make this thing all work, but we'll see. I definitely do not. I wouldn't rule it out. If you made me bet if they're a top three seed, I would probably take that bet and say, yeah, over seed 3.5. I'd say, yes, they're higher than that seed, at least based on that. But I mean, that's just Kirk Cousins alone to do that.
It was me that would have said it, I think. But I can't remember if I said if they get Kirk Cousins, the Falcons will be in the NFC title game. I can't remember if I went as far as to say that or not. But I think it would have been you.
I'm going to do every fan base a favor for my all 32. And I'm going to tell you to avoid one conversation because, yes, I heard it too. Here was Tom Brady once again not letting go of playing.
You're just flexing for social media these days.
I just want to make sure all those young bucks in the NFL know that if I still wanted to come out of retirement,
all the way out, go way out. Oh!
They still got something to deal with.
I just want them young bucks to know that if I wanted to come out of retirement, I'd still stick it to all of them. Shut up. Don't do yourself a favor, okay? If you're one of these teams and your starting quarterback goes down 2 weeks from now, or week 8, or week 10, and it was a really good year. It was the year. Everything was going together, and you're like, maybe Tom Brady could just come and save it all. Don't do this to yourself. Just accept the loss of the season with your starting quarterback go down. Tom Brady just wants to keep his name in the mix. And honestly, I think part of this is because Patrick Mahomes. I think if the level of quarterback Patrick Mahomes wasn't in the league, he wouldn't still talk this much about coming back in the league. He just wants his name still out there while Patrick Mahomes does special things.
He's used to being the quarterback everybody for the last 20 years has talked about. Now his career is over. He's 47 years old. He's going to make over $300 million to be a broadcaster over the next 5 or 10 years for Fox. And maybe once he starts broadcasting, that changes. But right now, I think you're right. He misses the spotlight, clearly. He wants to still have his name out there. And yeah, maybe, Drew, this goes with Patriots fans. They feel threatened by what the Chiefs are doing.
Yes.
Maybe that's a certain extent for Brady. I think more than that, though, it's just that he misses being the talk of the town, if you will. And that's not the case right now. Now, once he gets back in the booth, if he's good or bad, people will talk plenty about him. But he's 47. We don't need it. He's 47. We don't need to do this.
I do really think that there's a level in which
I do think he'd be better than Daniel Jones, but you know,
if Deshaun Watson goes down, why would the Browns not just call him?
Don't do it.
In all honesty,
don't do it to yourselves.
The Browns first quarterback that gets hurt. You're right though. The first quarterback that gets hurt.
That's going to be
that
a story.
Team. There will be stories and rumors and rumbling.
Can we do a bonus one before Drew does it? Is Brandon Ayuk ever going to get traded?
No,
like just real.
I don't know.
Just real quick.
I'll go back to the original.
John Lynch spoke again today, and he's like, "We're not desperate, but." Motivated or something to bring him back.
It's been 3 weeks.
This is nuts. I thought he was traded. Like, people were saying he was actively traded like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, he was.
Then he was staying, and now the Steelers apparently have a deal that it's one call away or whatever.
It never made sense to trade him, and so I was stunned 2 weeks ago when it seemed like it was about to happen. I didn't get it. And then now here we are, and it still hasn't happened. I don't think he's getting traded. I'll stick with that.
I think if he would have agreed to go to the Browns, he'd have been gone. They don't want to make a trade in which they do not get a wide receiver.
And he wants to go to a winner as much as he wants to get paid, which just isn't going to happen. For me, the Cowboys could be in the market for a quarterback, by the way. I don't think that they will be, but Stephen Jones and another side of things with the team wants CeeDee Lamb to get 12 to 15 targets per game. He's a really good wide receiver, but he basically said along with this is in reference to, if we're going to pay him as much as we're going to, he better have that many targets.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's really good, but
that's a bold thing.
I think it's a bold thing to say that because we're paying him, he has to get more targets. He should just get the targets because he's really good. It doesn't seem like a thing that you need to say.
The Cowboys, this is why they're a joke of a franchise. And until the Jones family doesn't own them, they're not going to win a Super Bowl. Or until, I don't know, which is never, because Stephen Jones is obviously going to own this team after Jerry passes. So that's forever. They may never win one again. They refuse to pay anybody. They refused to pay market value for CeeDee Lamb. They didn't want to pay Dak Prescott the first horse. They don't want to pay him the second time. They don't want to pay anybody.
The thing that's funny, too, is that, by the way, if you don't want to pay Dak Prescott, who the hell is throwing him the ball anyways? And even if he's targeted 12 to 15 times, it has to be a good throw.
This goes back to the bad ownership part that we talked about with the Panthers.
Who are they getting, though?
Your owner should never be telling you how to coach football. I don't tell you how to run your oil business or whatever, so shut up when it comes to who should be getting targets in a way for us to win.
Yeah, but
that's how bad ownership works.
I know, but that's not changing. That's how Dallas has operated. That's their problem, but that's how they've operated forever, really, right? And that is, yes, that's a terrible. Look at Dave Tepper out in Carolina. It seems like that might be what he wants to do, and that's a mistake. We'll see if he adjusts.
And Tepper's not Jerry Jones. No, at least Jerry Jones is Jerry Jones.
We thought, we'll see. That at one point in time, everybody thought the Niners owner was way too involved. And to his credit, he finally backed off. He hired John Lynch and smart football people. And look at the success they've had. I know they don't have a ring, but they've been very successful. One of the better run organizations over the last decade or so. But yeah, of course, like you said, who's going to throw the CeeDee Lamb? You mean like beyond this year? Because obviously Dak is playing this year, no matter whether he gets a new deal before
Jerry
the start of the season.
Jerry Jones loves Shador. I'll be honest. The Cowboys are too good to get Shador in all likelihood. So you might have to give up CeeDee Lamb in order to, or your entire future, essentially, to get Shador, and if it doesn't hit, then you're done. It is funny. Stephen Jones did say, he openly admitted, I told Mike McCarthy things can't change. He actually said that in the interview. Like, I told the coach, you're not changing anything. CD's getting the ball this many times.
It do. It really do.
It's the Joneses.
They're just...
It really do.
Jones that said it.
If your owner wants to meet with you about on-field football player football stuff, like Tepper was reportedly doing for the last head coach, Frank Reich, where they'd have meetings and he'd go over play calling with him, get out. Get out. That is a terrible position to be in. Dave Tepper doesn't know how routes work.
That's why I don't.
Need his opinion.
This is why I don't buy the Belichick's going to coach the Cowboys next year stuff. Why would Belichick leave the money in broadcasting, way less stress, dating a 24-year-old to go be the head coach for Jerry Jones, who is never going to stay out of your way? I don't care who you are. Never staying out of your way.
They're in the news for all the wrong reasons. And then whoever it was, yesterday was like, should Deion Sanders be the next Cowboys head coach? Like, all of the wrong reasons they're in the news for, it seems like.
Oh, I mean,
Shiloh.
I'm all here for the drama and entertainment. If you tell me that they fire McCarthy, hire Deion, draft his son. Oh, I'm here for that.
I'll watch.
Hard Knocks.
Okay,
Hard Knocks. It would have to be.
If Jerry wants attention, that'll get you some attention.
Hard Knocks would have to.
I don't think you're gonna win any football games, but that would get you some attention.
No, but it'd be entertaining as hell.
I mean, I want that to happen just for the pure drama and entertainment. That would be incredible. That's all 32.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, "What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition?" You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.